assume many listeners have seen the television footage of the angry mobs in various towns in California and other places holding up signs urging the government to send back the immigrant children who were being bused to processing centers. The outrageous xenophobia represented by those people makes me ashamed to be an American. The only difference between these folks and an old-fashioned lynch mob is the rope and the fire. The hatred, fear, and ignorance are the same. Thus, I was heartened to learn that at least one anti-immigration demonstration in Philadelphia, when anti-immigration protesters held a rally, they were outnumbered 4-1 by pro-immigrant rights groups. Much worse than the individuals in the anti-immigrant demonstrations have been the politicians who are using the humanitarian crisis created by the arrival of these immigrant children to attack President Obama for somehow causing the problem. Let's remember that these children are asking for refugee status as per the William Wilberforce Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act of 2008. This law passed both houses of Congress by unanimous consent. Yet today, there are members of Congress who supported that law, now blaming the president. They say that his executive order stopping deportation of young people who have lived in the United States for years is what has caused the recent upsurge of child immigrants. Ironically, the Obama administration has deported more undocumented immigrants than any previous administration. Whatever the truth of the arguments about Obama, the law is on the books, and it must be followed. The law states that anyone under the age of 18 entering the U.S. illegally must be, quote, promptly placed in the least restrictive setting that is in the best interest of the child. The Health and Human Services Department is to provide for their custody and care while deportation hearings are underway. The department is to attempt to find a parent or a sponsor in the United States while providing free legal representation and a child advocate. That's the law. It is the height of hypocrisy for those who consistently argue that all so-called illegal immigrants be sent back home because they broke the law coming here, to now suddenly behave as if the nation's laws were a cafeteria from which they can pick and choose which ones to support. Interestingly, those of us who believe that defining many immigrants as illegal is an illegitimate law can understand that impulse. We understand the argument raised by Henry David Thoreau, who wrote the essay On the Duty of Civil Disobedience about his unwillingness to pay taxes to finance the Mexican War in 1848. My problem with those who want to ignore the 2008 law while demanding that the law against so-called illegal immigration be vigorously enforced is that they usually puff themselves up and proclaim, "We are a nation of laws." They would refuse to agree that they were engaged in civil disobedience. I call on everyone listening who truly believes in following the biblical injunction to treat the stranger among us with hospitality to raise their voices against the xenophobia on display in too many parts of the country, and in support of those governors, such as Governor Patrick of Massachusetts, who have made it clear that facilities in their states are available for temporary shelter for these immigrant children while they are processed according to the law. The way to defeat bigotry and meanness is with a strong affirmation of our common humanity and decency.